you love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am the Wiz, and I'm here today to review the 2023 action-adventure Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, starring Harrison Ford, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Mads Mikkelsen, and Antonio Banderas, directed by James Mangold. I'm going to be honest with you, when I came up with this theme this week, which was Out of Obligation Week, I pretty much want an excuse to watch the Marvels, because I kind of figured, oh god, I've seen all the other MCU movies, I might as well, even though I don't really want to. But then I had to come up with another movie for Saturday. But I was originally thinking about doing Fast X, and then I'm like, eh, do I really want to watch Fast and the Furious, really? So then I was like, okay, the new Mission Impossible. But honestly, I want to watch that. But I'm only holding off because I want to wait for the second part to come out. And then I realized last year that the new Indiana Jones movie came out. And I had that blocked out of my mind because I really did not want to see it. I was not looking forward to it. I was like, oh god, can we just forget this ever happened? And then soon enough, when I started realizing that that might be the movie I have to watch, I kind of braced myself because I really was not looking forward to watching this. And it's mainly because I did not like Kingdom of the Crystal Skull at all. It's got some of the things that make a good Indiana Jones movie, but there were some clear problems with Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And I figured they're probably going to repeat those same problems because a lot of it had to do with Ford being too old for the role at that point. And, of course, with him now being Indy again at age 70, and with Ford himself being 80, it was like, oh, God, why are they doing this? So, did it turn out well? Let's find out. This is the review of Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny, directed by James Mangold. But before we do that, let's go into the plot. Indiana Jones, played by Harrison Ford, is set to retire from being a professor. At his retirement, he catches up with his goddaughter, which is Helena, played by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. They both get entangled with this device called the Dial of Destiny, which is being chased off by a former Nazi officer, played by Mads Mikkelsen. So let's get into my 3 points. Now, I'm going to do these 3 points differently, and you're going to find out why. So, my first question I have to ask about Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny is, why make Indy the main hero? One big problem that this film has is that Indiana Jones is still the main hero of the film. Why is that a problem? Well, the problem is that Indiana Jones in this film is 70 years old, and Harrison Ford is 80, and this is an action film. They still have Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford doing these stunts. Him punching people and running away and getting crashed into and diving and stuff. It's just too unbelievable to see Harrison Ford at this advanced age doing all of his stunt work. I'll bet he didn't do any of these stunts. There's no possible way he did. And if he did, man, good on you. But man, it is really hard to actually watch the movie and utterly believe that he is doing these stunts or that Indiana Jones isn't pounded into dust at some point. Hell, there's even a point in the film where, spoilers, Indiana Jones gets shot, gets wounded, and there is a long period of time where he is wounded, and yet he's still doing a lot of action stuff, and he survives. The man is 70, and he's still surviving a gunshot wound. You know that a lot of people will look at this and go, well, what's an action movie? There's a bit of unbelievability in these things. But the thing with Indiana Jones is that there was still some believability in what was going on in the movies, especially the first three. And the fact that the film kind of strays away from that is a big problem with me when it comes to the way they portray Indiana Jones and everything in this movie. That's my first question. Why make Indy the main hero? But I already know the answer. And the answer basically is this. They wanted to make a new Indiana Jones movie, but they need to make it across to the next generation so they have a new hero to spin it off to. However, they already knew that people would not watch an Indy movie without Indy being the main guy. So, that is why they made Indiana Jones the main hero, because it was the best way for them to make money while trying to make a spinoff later on down the road. Which is such a bad idea in that end, because of the age of Harrison Ford and the age of the character. And you really have to stretch to make it seem like, oh, this is not a big deal that he's almost 80 and he's doing all these physically intensive stunts. Which will lead into the second question, which is, why make Helena so unlikable? I cannot tell you how much I hated this character. I don't think this is really an issue with Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I think she's fine in the movie. I also think she kind of went a little too hard in the characterization. I think the point of this character was for her to be jaded, to be misguided, to go through hard times, but yet still be kind of likable. But Phoebe Waller-Bridge kind of leaned a little too heavy on the roguishness, on the criminal aspect of her character and her cold-heartedness, as I should say, with her character, which really becomes a problem when Indy keeps helping her, even though she clearly is trying to hurt him and trying to get him away and to screw him to the ground. In fact, there are points in this movie that she openly insults Indiana Jones for various reasons, which is really hard for someone to actually get behind this character when they're insulting the hero that you've come to love for four movies. Now, I bet the point of this character was for her to take the mantle forward after Harrison Ford retires and to continue the Indiana Jones legacy and just have Helena be the new Indiana Jones of sorts. And this was really the exact wrong way to do it. I have no problem with the fact they were trying to spin this off, because honestly, Indiana Jones probably should have ended last time and maybe make Mutt the new Indiana Jones. Like, Shia LaBeouf is not really acting that much anymore for reasons, so that was not going to happen. But they really made a critical error in this where they made her so patently unlikable and just so obnoxious that you couldn't get behind her. And in turn, it hurt Indy in the end of the movie as well, because now he looks stupid because he's following this person that is doing nothing but harming Indiana Jones. Now, some of you will probably say, well, that's kind of the same thing that happened in Last Crusade, right? Yeah, sort of. But Sean Connery was also really likable in that movie, and so was the father figure. In that case, that made sense. In this case, it really does not. And it just makes both characters look terrible. And then what they were trying to do was basically bridge the gap from no longer having Indiana Jones to then having Helena be the main character, I think was completely squandered. And it won't work, and I'm going to bet money that Disney will either try and still do it, or they're going to reboot the entire Indiana Jones series with somebody else. And here's my third question. Why make the same mistakes as the last movie? This is going to dovetail into my thoughts on Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I did not like Crystal Skull at all. And one of the big reasons why I did not like Crystal Skull is that it relied way too much on CGI, and the characters weren't really as interesting. And the same problems happen in this movie. So we already went into the characters. The characters have big issues that I have. Let's get into the CGI. There's a lot of CGI in this movie that I think was really unnecessary. First, why did they do the de-aging process with Harrison Ford in this movie? To a certain extent, I kind of understand it. The problem I have is twofold. One, the graphics when it comes to making Indiana Jones look young, or looking at Harrison Ford look young, just doesn't seem authentic and lifelike to me. If you compare it to The Irishman did look good until you saw De Niro actually do actions as a younger main character, and then it fell apart. Right away, the illusion fell apart for a couple of reasons. One is the graphics, they just don't look that great, and it seems like they purposely lit certain scenes to not make it as noticeable. The other is the voice. The voice is Harrison Ford in that, and I gotta say, it is quite obvious that's the voice of an 80-year-old. When you're watching the scene and you're seeing an Indiana Jones that doesn't quite look like Harrison Ford, it's decent, but it's definitely computer-generated. And then you hear a much older Indiana Jones coming out of that voice. It's really hard to not have the illusion be broken. And then on top of that, a lot of the action scenes also have a lot of CGI, whether it's using creatures or it's going to be other stunts that are being used that are obviously in a green screen. What made the first three Indiana Jones movies great was the use of practical effects, stunt work, and locations. That's what made them so good and so enjoyable, and to give that feeling of this could be real. But then there is a supernatural element towards the end. I'm thinking, of course, Last Crusade with the goblet. I'm thinking of the heart being ripped out in Temple of Doom. And, of course, the art in the first movie. Those are obviously not real, but there's enough equity in there where if you wanted to believe in it, when it comes to the story, it's there. This movie has so much CGI, it breaks the illusion entirely, and I just couldn't buy it at all. That was a big issue I had with this movie as well. It just makes the same mistakes that Kingdom of the Crystal Skull did. Okay, who is this for? Oh boy, this is a big one. This is for someone if you are completely fine with watching a film that doesn't live up to the first three films. And this is really only who it's for. And this is basically, you're a fan of Indiana Jones. It's a new Indiana Jones. You want to see it because you like Indiana Jones. That's basically it. So if you are okay with the fact that this will not live up to the first three movies, it kind of doesn't even live up to the fourth one. Spoilers on how I feel about the movie. If you are okay with that and you just want to watch the film and just see how it turned out, knock yourself out. But I don't think you're going to enjoy it. Overall, it is obvious I do not recommend Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I think this was just a mistake in a number of areas. First off, Harrison Ford's too old. Secondly, the character that Phoebe Waller-Bridge is playing is so terrible and so utterly unlikable that you don't really want to know more about her other than when is she going to go away. And then they make the same mistakes as Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, relying on too much sci-fi and too much special effects that really is counterintuitive to what made Indiana Jones such a special and really good franchise in the end. I think this is worse than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, mainly because it makes the same mistakes, but makes another critical mistake on top of that. If you are hoping this is going to be a good movie that maybe you get some enjoyment out of it, maybe you will, but I'm going to say I doubt it on that end. Overall, I do not recommend Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. My God, what a massive disappointment. But then again, honestly, I can't say it really is that disappointing because I was expecting this to be bad. When I heard the announcement of this being made into a sequel years ago, I was like, that's terrible. What are you doing? Don't do it. And they did it anyway, and it turned out exactly how I thought it was. So, no, it's not a disappointment. It's exactly what I thought it was, and that's what makes it even more disappointing. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at imthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. On Tuesday, the theme is going to be Jackie Chan movies, and I'm going to start with Police Story. Thursday is going to be 007 Debriefings with Zero, and we're going to do A View to a Kill. And then on Saturday, the movie that I'm going to watch is going to be Drunken Master. I'm going to try something a little different, too. I'm going to tell you the theme for the following week as well. And here's why I'm going to do that. I want to get you guys involved. I've noticed the subscription count is going up on YouTube. There's more views going on under the reviews as well. Podcast is doing fine as well. So I want to get the people who are watching and listening involved. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to give you the theme, and I'm going to have you guys recommend movies that you want me to review. It can be movies I have reviewed already, so if you want to go onto Letterboxd and look at I Am That Wiz, that's who I am on there. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically give a theme, and if you guys want to make recommendations on one of the days where I'm going to watch that film, you just let me know. Also, if you want to have a comment on the specific theme and if you're interested in it or if you have a comment or anything that you want to talk about or even a question, go ahead and email me at zerowizcast@gmail.com and I may put your question or comment in the episode as well. So the following week's theme is Jack Nicholson movies. Jack Nicholson's birthday is that week, and I thought it would be a great idea to watch some movies I haven't seen of his. I love Jack Nicholson. I think he's a great actor. He's definitely one of those actors that you either love or hate, but I definitely love him as an actor. So tune in on Tuesday, where I'm going to be reviewing Police Story. Thursday is the 007 Debriefings with A View to a Kill. Saturday is Drunken Master. And then the following week is going to be Jack Nicholson movies. Get in your comments and your questions for zerowizcast@gmail.com. Or if you follow me on X, I'll have a post on there as well regarding that theme. I am the Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.